It's not far now, just over the hill there.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago. Are you sure we're in the right place?
Hold the flashlight still, baby. I can't see where I'm going. What was that?
Probably just a mouse or something. Now be careful, it's sloping a little here.
Be careful.
There's the lake. Okay, quick, turn off the lights.
When our friend promised us a surprise, I was thinking more of a picnic or a night out at a club. Instead, he's leading us through the forest in the middle of the night. Now that the lights are switched off, I can't see anything. My other senses are working in overdrive to compensate while my eyes adjust to the sudden darkness. I can smell moss and the lake and something else I can't quite put my finger on. I can hear the water ahead of us lapping against the rocky shore.
So, are you ready?
Ready for what?
We're not quite there yet. We have to swim the rest of the way. See that light over there at the other end of the bay?
As he speaks, he strips down to his boxers. He doesn't even notice that you and I are staring at him in disbelief. First, you look at him. Then, your gaze wanders to me. You look a little unsure, but in an instant, your expression changes. You're excited about this.
Okay.
You love how spontaneous our friend has made us in the last few weeks. You're grinning ear to ear as you reach for the hem of your skirt and pull it over your head.
Oh, what the hell? Come on. I have a good feeling about this. Whatever's waiting for us, he hasn't disappointed us yet.
Yeah, come on. Just trust me. This is going to be great.
Says the man who just whisked us away into the pitch-black wilderness. But hey, a nice cool down is just what we need after that trek.
Okay, let's go. Oh, shit, it's cold. But hey, all or nothing. Easier if you just dive in, I guess.
He's already in the water grinning back at us as we try to follow. And I'm looking around for a place to set my clothes.
Just leave your stuff there. We'll get it later.
Oh my god. Oh my god, it's so cold. Okay, I can do this.
Yeah, okay. Let's just jump in.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that feels good. It's been so hot and muggy this week in the city. We've only known him for a short time, but I feel like we've been friends for ages. It was just last month you and I met up with him for the first time at that hotel. It wasn't just the sex with him that was great. It was friendship at first fuck. We've got up to so many wild adventures with him in the last few weeks. Tonight, when he said he knew just the thing for us to do, neither of us had any doubts about following him. And now we're here, swimming in the middle of a lake at midnight.
See how close we are already? That light there, that's where we have to go. Just a little further.
It's true. The glow from the light is getting closer. The surface of the water glistens in a bright circle around us. I still can't see what.
Is that a boat?
Yep. Come on. You're going to love this place.
A houseboat? Wow, cool. But aren't there people on it? Do you know them?
Yeah, I told them to start without us.
Okay, I'm starting to get an idea of his plan. I wonder just how many people are on this boat. We climb out of the water one by one using the ladder.
Here we are. Let me help.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
There's a pile of towels on a bench, and he hands us one each. I watch him as he dries himself off. Flashes of our threesome cross my mind. The two of us taking you at the same time. The look in your eyes as we both filled you, fucked you. The sounds from inside the houseboat bring me back to the moment. Who is here with us? What exactly has our new friend planned? I lock eyes with you just to make sure you're okay. You smile at me and your eyes trail down my body. Then you notice my cock, already hard in my shorts, and you bite down on your bottom lip.
Has our little adventure turned you on already?
Yes, and actually, I was thinking about the first time we were all together.
Okay, come on in.
Directly opposite the sliding door we came through is a small sofa. A woman is lying there with her legs spread wide apart. Wow. I'm not sure what I expected, but it wasn't this. As we enter the small room, she watches us. The smile on her face tells me she enjoys the sudden audience. We can only see the back of the man kneeling between her legs, his face buried between her thighs, eagerly pleasing her.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.